The recording has started.
Thank you very much. Hi, everybody. I'd like to welcome you all to the Board of Directors meeting for Adeo Charter School Nonprofit Board, which operates Adeo 2 Charter School, Adeo Charter School 3, Adeo Valley Charter School, Grossmont Secondary School, and Sweetwater Secondary School. I am Greg Haggart, Chairman of the Board. I will facilitate the meeting. Let's take the roll first. When I call your name, please provide the group with a brief introduction for the benefit of new members and members of the public. So Tim Morton.
Tim Morton, CEO of Westland Financial Services and Adeo board member.
Thank you. Laura Barrera.
Laura Barrera, Director of Acquisitions and Dispositions and Leasing for the Gildred Companies, board member.
All right. And Greg Haggart, I'm the CEO of the Gildred Companies and proud board member. Thank you, everybody. 1.3, we have consideration and approval of adoption of the board findings pursuant to Government Code Section 54953 sub E1. And the charter school board of directors determines, in accordance with Government Code Section 54953 sub E1B, that meeting in person would represent imminent risk to the health or safety of attendees pursuant to Government Code Section 54953E3, the board has also reconsidered the circumstances of the state of emergency declared by the governor on March 4th, 2020, and finds the state of emergency continues to directly impact the ability of the directors to meet safely in person, and or the state or local officials continue to impose or recommend measures to promote social distancing. Additionally, AB 361 requires this finding be made every 30 days to continue to permit teleconference meetings without complying with the teleconference requirements of Government Code Section 54953B3, including but not limited to identifying all teleconference locations in the agenda and requiring their quorum of directors participate in the meeting within the physical boundaries of the county. So do I have a motion for approval of item 1.3?
Tim Morton makes that motion to approve 1.3.
Laura Barrera, I second the motion.
Thank you. I'm going to call for the vote. Laura Barrera.
Laura Barrera, aye.
Tim Morton.
Tim Morton, aye.
And Greg Haggart is aye. That passes unanimously. Thank you. 1.4, establishment of quorum. Do I have a motion for approval of 1.4?
Tim Morton approves that we have an establishment of quorum. 1.4.
Laura Barrero, I second.
Thank you. I'll call for the vote. Laura?
Laura Barrero, aye.
Tim?
Tim Morton, aye.
And Greg Haggart, aye. So that passes unanimously. 1.5, the Pledge of Allegiance. Thank you for the flag and away we go. Ready? Okay. I pledge allegiance to the flag, the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. I love that. And depending on the tempo of your elementary school teacher, we all say that at a little bit different speed. I think it's hilarious. So thanks, everybody. 1.6, approval of the agenda. So do I have a motion for the approval of our agenda today?
Tim Morton makes that motion to approve the agenda, 1.6.
Laura Barrero, I second.
Thank you. And your vote, Laura?
Laura Barrero, aye.
Tim?
Tim Morton, aye.
And Greg Haggart, that's aye, so that passes unanimously. So 2.0, public comment. The public comment for items of interest to the public and within the scope of the Adeo Charter School Nonprofit Board non-agenda shall be no longer than 2 minutes. Speakers may not yield their time. In accordance with the Brown Act, no discussion or action may occur regarding items that are not on the agenda at this time, but it is the board's prerogative to briefly respond or give direction to staff. All public comment will be heard at this point in the agenda as ordered below. Public comment for agenda items shall be no longer than 3 minutes. Speakers may not yield time. Each agenda item being commented on will have a maximum of 20 minutes allotted, and each non-agenda item will have a maximum of 10 minutes allotted. If necessary, the board chair may equivalently decrease the time for each speaker in order to stay within the allotted maximum. So 2.1, the non-agenda public comment. This is the opportunity for members of the public to speak to the board on items not on the agenda. Speakers will be limited to 3 minutes per speaker, and this item is limited to 20 minutes unless otherwise modified by the chair. Are there any public comments on items that are not on the agenda? I'm hearing none. I'm going to move to 2.2, agenda items public comment. This is an opportunity for members of the public to speak to the board on items that appear on the agenda. Speakers will be limited to 3 minutes per speaker, and this item is limited to 20 minutes unless otherwise modified by the chairperson. Are there any public comments on agenda items? Hearing none, we'll move along. 3.0, administrative items. So 3.1 is consider approval and appointment of community board member Waylon Myers, effective October 20th, 2021. Is Tim, did you have a, or Lynn, is there a staff report on this recommendation for 3.1?
No, sir. It's included in the board packet, his brief bio, and we recommend for the board to appoint Waylon to be a board member.
Okay. I happen to know Waylon, and I think he's a great, it will be a great addition to the board. I would accept a motion to approve item 3.1.
Tim Morton makes a motion to approve 3.1, consider approval and appointment of board member Waylon Myers.
Laura Barrero, I second.
Thank you. And Laura, your vote?
Laura Barrero, aye.
Tim?
Tim Morton, aye.
And Greg Haggard is aye. So that passes unanimously. Now is the he really is a great guy. We're going to be really happy to have him. And now 3.2, consider acceptance of board member Tim Morton resignation effective October 21st, 2021. Is there anything you have to say for yourself?
No, I'm going on to bigger and better things, or maybe not, maybe just lateral move, but another charter school has asked for me to participate in their program, and I have accepted and need to resign from this board in order to do so.
Thanks for that. We understand completely, and thank you for continuing to support the Altus school system. I really appreciate that. Thank you for your fine service. So with that, I will entertain a motion to accept Tim Morton's resignation.
Laura Barrero, I make a motion that we approve 3.2, acceptance of board member Tim Morton's resignation.
And I think I need to second that one. And Laura, you and I are voting, I think. So what I think I'm doing this correct. Tim, I believe, is abstaining. So Laura, your vote?
Laura Barrero, aye.
And Greg Haggard is aye. So that passes. And Tim, you're abstaining.
Tim Morton abstains.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to tell you what to do, but I think we have to do it that way. So you're abstaining. So it's two ayes and one abstention. So as of tomorrow, you're on your own. Thanks, Tim. 3.3, consider approval of amendment to the bylaws. Lynn, can you report on that, please?
Yes, thank you. The bylaws amendment reflect a change in the frequency of the board meetings from a minimum of 3 years, of three times per year, to at least one meeting per quarter. And of course, it does not prevent us from having special board meetings. We recommend
both. Thank you. So I'd entertain a motion to approve 3.3.
Laura Barrero, I make a motion that we approve 3.3, approval of the amendment to the bylaws.
Tim Morton, second.
All right. And Laura, your vote?
Laura Barrero, aye.
Tim?
Tim Morton, aye.
And Greg is an aye, so that passes unanimously. So 3.4, consider approval of special board workshops on November 15th, 2021 and November 18th, 2021 for the annual trainings on the Brown Act, the Conflict of Interest Law, compliance with SB 126, and Governor's Executive Order N, AB-29-20, as well as AB-361. Lynn, will you help us with that?
Yes, every year, if you recall, we provide training to the board members so that board can be abreast with any requirements of the law. This one, this year would be the Assembly Bill 361, and we really would like for the board to attend either of the two dates. We provided two dates. It will be conducted by our legal counsel from YMC, and we'll be providing board trainings as well as for administrators. Thank you.
Thank you. Having participated in those in the past, really appreciate it. It's fabulous. Thank you for arranging that and making it easy for us. So I would entertain a motion to approve that, 3.4.
Laura Barrera.
I'll go ahead, Laura.
Laura Barrera, I make a motion that we approve 3.4.
Tim Morton, second.
Thank you. And Laura, your vote?
Laura Barrera, aye.
Tim?
Tim Morton, aye.
And Greg Haggard is aye, so that passes unanimously. 3.5, governance, parental representative interest. Lynn?
Yes, thank you, sir. This is an informational item to the board that there is a parent who's interested as the parent representative for the Odeo Corporation Board. The parent has two children that attends the Odeo Valley Charter School. And if you recall, the board policy expressed that governance parental representative is publicized every January of every calendar year when there is a vacant position. And it's publicized for 90 days. Then after that, if there's an applicant or if a parent is interested, we bring it back to the board. But as you know, Odeo Valley started operation in July 1st. So we'll observe the board policy and we'll bring it back to the board in the next board meeting.
Thank you very much. We had great success with our last parental representative. So this is encouraging and we're excited about it. Thanks, Lynn. So I would, let's see, where are my notes? Entertain a motion. Where am I? I beg your pardon.
It's information.
Yeah, it's
that's
just
information.
Yes.
Thank you. Moving on. 3.7, strategic plan update. So it's 3.7.1.
3.6.
Allow me a moment to try to decipher my notes. It's all right, 3.6. President's report, 3.6.1, governing for greatness, and then 3.6.1.1, training requests. Lynn, can you help us with that?
Yes, thank you. The Riverside County Office of Education, specifically Dr. Corey Loomis, who is the charter school's director with the Riverside County Office of Education, has requested for 2 days of board training. And the training will be based upon the book titled Governing for Greatness. And the author is Brian Carpenter. This is a guide for charter school board members. And the copies of the books have been sent to us, specifically to Angela Neri. Dr. Loomis is requesting preferably 1 day in the fall and 1 day in the spring. He wants to be on the agenda for 30 to 45 minutes. Currently, the Odeo Board has approved two board meeting dates for the remaining of the year, which is February 16 and June 22nd. So Angela Neri will work with the board on the fall special board meeting to schedule the 45 minutes, the training that is requested by Dr. Loomis. We'll work that with the board either November or December.
Thank you for that. That's very exciting. Love stuff like that. Thank you again for arranging that for us.
Yeah, and additionally, we will also send the board the book. I believe it will be in our possession by tomorrow. I have been told by the school administrator. And the title again is Governing for Greatness.
Very good. Thank you. Appreciate that. All right. 3.7, strategic plan update.
Does that need board approval on 3.6, or is that just informational?
Informational.
Okay.
So we've got a lot going on here under 3.7 on the strategic plan update. Can I just, Tim, is that for you to report out on us for us?
Yes. You have reports of participation of the last 2 months of last school year, the 2021 school year, and then the first 2 months of the current school year, 21-22. So just to update you in terms of how the participation is coming out. In for our day of two, they ended the year with 88.6% participation. And so far up to month two, have started the year 92.9% participation. Day of three ended the year at 87.2% participation and have begun the year 87.6% participation. Adeo Valley was part of Adeo last year, so they only have participation for the current year at 93.8% to start the year. Grossmont ended the year at 87.3% and have started the year at 89.3%. And Sweetwater has ended the year at 88.0% and started the year at 90.8%. So everyone is exceeding the 84% LCAP targets and are improving upon last year at this point as well too. So off to a good start for all of our schools with student participation.
That is fantastic. I know those are great numbers. I really appreciate that. I wonder why you're at so high at Odeo Valley Charter. I know that's kind of a new thing, but any guess why that's so high?
They have a pretty veteran staff there that's been pretty consistent, and I think their students seem to stick around a little bit longer too. They've got middle school kids that kind of move up to high school, so they kind of have been there for a little while, but I think the staff has done a tremendous job there.
Yeah, well done. Well, thank you. Anything else you want to add on that?
No, thank you.
All right, well, thank you. Good stuff. So 4.0, consent agenda. So all matters listed under the consent agenda are considered by the board to be routine and will be approved or enacted by the board in one motion in the form listed below. Unless specifically requested by a board member for further discussion or removed from the agenda, there'll be no discussion on these items prior to the board votes on them. The president recommends approval of all consent agenda items. So they're there before us under 4.1. Do I have a motion for approval of consent items 4.1.1 to 4.1.6?
Tim Morton makes that motion to approve consent agenda 4.1.
Laura Barrero, I second the motion.
We're good. Thank you. So, Laura, your vote on that?
Laura Barrero, aye.
Tim?
Tim Morton, aye.
And Greg Haggard is aye. So that the consent agenda passes unanimously. Thank you. So we're at 5.0, action items for Odeo 5.1. Action items for Odeo Charter School 2. Consider approval of the resolution to close the 57643 Oracle Fund. Lynn, can you explain that a little bit?
Yes, thank you. This is a resolution to effectuate the closure of the County Treasury Fund for Odeo Charter School 2, where the State Board of Education was the authorizer formerly. As you know, the new authorizer for Odeo Charter School 2 is now the San Diego County Office of Education. Thus, this account must be closed.
Very good. Thank you. Just a little housekeeping. I'd look for a motion on that one, 5.1.1.
Laura Barrero, I make a motion that we approve 5.1.1.
Tim Morton seconds.
Thank you. And Laura, your vote?
Laura Barrero, aye.
Tim?
Tim Morton, aye.
And Greg Haggard is aye. That passes unanimous. Thank you very much. So 5.1.2, consider approval of the unaudited actuals for fiscal year July 1st, 2020. To June 20th, 2021. Lynn, you're up.
Yeah, Odeo 2 closed the fiscal year with a P2 ADA of 298. and that is reflecting a total revenue of $4.36 million, and the total expenditures for the fiscal year is $3.78 million, which provided Odeo 2 a net result of operations of $582,605. And this net result of operations represent about 13.36% of their total revenue. When the Odeo 2 opened this new fiscal year of 2021-22, the beginning fund balance is $2.34 million. And we recommend for the board to accept and approve these unaudited actuals.
Thank you, appreciate that. I'd entertain a motion to approve 5.1.2.
Laura Barrera, I make a motion that we approve 5.1.2.
Tim Morton seconds.
Thank you, and Laura, your vote?
Laura Barrera, aye.
Tim?
Tim Morton, aye.
And Greg Haggard is aye, that passes unanimously. So 5.1.3, consider approval of the American Rescue Plan Act Elementary and Secondary School Emergency Relief Funds. Lynn, is there a staff report for this?
Yes, just a brief one. The total ESSER III funds for Odeo 2 is $360,552. And as indicated in the plan that was provided to the board, the planned ESSER III expenditures are outlined in the plan to include strategies for continuous and safe in-person learning, addressing the impact of lost instructional time.
Thank you. I'm looking for a motion to approve.
Laura Barrera, I make a motion that we approve 5.1.3.
Tim Morton seconds.
Thank you. And Laura, your vote?
Laura Barrera, aye.
Tim?
Tim Morton, aye.
Greg Haggard is aye. That passes unanimously. 5.1.4, review the revised preliminary operating budget assumptions fiscal year 2021 to 2022 and consider approval of the revised preliminary operational budget fiscal year 2021 to 22 that includes a general salary increase of 4% effective July 1st, 2021. Lynn, you have a report on that?
Yes, when we brought forward to the board the preliminary budget in June, although we know that there will be an increase of 4%, that is provided by the San Diego Unified School District. So now it's official, and as you know, we are 5% above the salary scale of San Diego Unified School District. In order to continue to do that, we revised the preliminary operational budget to incorporate the 4% increase, a general increase effective July 1 of this year, 2021. So the preliminary operational budget has an estimated P2ADA of 246 with a total projected revenues of $4.5 million. We also allocated a 5% of the total revenues in the budget, which amounts to $225,600. So there is a 5% reserve. On top of that, we allocated the general salary increase of including the benefits attached to the salary increase, which is $97,982 for Odeo 2. I just wanted to preface the board that the total increases for the Odeo Corporation schools will be affected, and the total amount for all the Odeo Corp schools, such as your Odeo 2, the Odeo 3, the Grossman Secondary School, and the Sweetwater Secondary School, and Odeo Valley Charter School, amounts to $468,840. The 4% increase will be reflected in the November paycheck of the employees, including the retro paycheck from July 1. We recommend for the board to approve this so that we can effectuate the 4% salary increase.
Thank you for that. Board, I would entertain a motion on that.
Laura Barrera, I make a motion that we approve 5.1.4.
Tim Morton seconds.
Thank you. Laura, your vote, please.
Laura Barrera, aye.
Tim?
Tim Morton, aye.
And Greg Haggard Aye, that passes unanimously. Thank you. So 5.2, action items for Adeo Charter School 3. First up, we have 5.2.1, consider approval of unaudited financials fiscal year July 1st, 2020 to June 20th, 2021. Lynn, please.
Adeo 3 closed the fiscal year of 2020 to 2021 with a P2ADA of 121. The total revenues is $1.94 million, and the total expenditures is $1.73 million, with a net result of operations of $209,148, which we have a net result that represents about 10.76% of the total revenues. When Adeo 3 opened its new fiscal year for this fiscal year, 2021 and 2022, it carried forward a beginning fund balance of $998,590.
Thank you. Board, motion for approval?
Laura Barrera, I make a motion that we approve 5.2.1.
Tim Morton seconds.
Thank you. Laura, your vote?
Laura Barrera, aye.
And Tim?
Tim Morton, aye.
And Greg Haggart is aye. That passes unanimously. Thank you. So 5.2.2, consider approval of American Rescue Plan Act, elementary and secondary school emergency relief. I think we're there again. Go ahead. Anything new to add, Lynn?
Similar to Adeo 2, Adeo 3 is receiving $135,282, and the planned expenditures as outlined in the plan includes the strategies for continuous and safe in-person learning, and it also addresses the impact of the lost instructional time.
Great, thank you. A motion to approve?
Laura Barrera, I make a motion that we approve 5.2.2.
Tim Morton seconds.
Thank you. Laura, your vote?
Laura Barrera, aye.
Tim?
Tim Morton, aye.
Greg Haggart is aye, so that passes unanimously. 5.2.3. Review the revised preliminary operational budget assumptions fiscal year 2021 to 22 and consider approval of the revised preliminary operational budget fiscal year 2021 to 22 that includes a general salary increase of 4% effective July 1st, 2021. Lynn.
Yes. Similar to Adeo 2, we are requesting the board to consider the approval of the Adeo 3 revised preliminary operational budget with an estimated P2ADA of 117 for a total projected revenue of 2.2 million, a reserve of 7% of the total revenues in the amount of 156,959 has been allocated. The budget includes the general salary increase of 4% effective July 1, 2021. The total salary increases, including the benefits for the Adeo 3, is 51,478. And this will also be paid and included in the November paycheck of the employees, including the retro paycheck.
Thank you very much. Motion to approve?
Laura Barrera, I make a motion that we approve 5.2.3.
Tim Morton seconds.
All right, and Laura, your vote, please.
Laura Barrera, aye.
Tim?
Tim Morton, aye.
Greg Haggart is aye, so that passes unanimously. So 5.3, action items for Adeo Charter, Adeo Valley Charter School. 5.3.1, consider approval of the board resolution of Charter School Revolving Loan Fund Program with Adeo Valley Charter School to approve the execution of loan agreement with the California School Finance Authority. I got that all out without too much stumbling. Lynn.
Under the provisions of the California Education Code, a state revolving loan is afforded to new charter schools such as Adeo Valley to support the operations of the school. So Adeo Valley Charter School availed this opportunity and has been granted a $250,000 loan. This is a four-year repayment period, and the term of the loan will not exceed the term of the charter. The interest afforded is really minimal. It averages from 0.221 to 0.685 in the 12 months period. So it's an opportunity for new charter schools, and we always avail for such resources.
That sounds like a great program. Thank you for doing that. Motion to approve.
Laura Barrero, I make a motion that we approve 5.3.1.
Tim Morton seconds.
And Laura, your vote?
Laura Barrero, aye.
Tim?
Tim Morton, aye.
And Greg Haggard is aye. So that passes unanimously. 5.3.2, I think you're all getting tired of me reading sort of the same thing. Lynn, did you want to give us highlights on that?
Yes, similar to the other Odeo Cooperation School, we're honoring a 4% salary, general salary increase. Therefore, as a result, we need to revise the budget. And this revised preliminary budget has an estimated P2ADA of 266 with a total projected revenue of $3.37 million, a reserve of 5% of the total revenues in the amount of $168,422 has been allocated. So therefore, we are recommending for the board to approve this so that we can pay the total salary increases of 4%, including the benefits, which is amounting to $61,889. This will also be effectuated in the November paycheck of the employees.
Thank you. Motion to approve.
Laura Barrero, I make a motion that we approve 5.3.2.
Tim Morton seconds.
Thank you. And Laura, your vote?
Laura Barrero, aye.
Tim?
Tim Morton, aye.
Thank you. Greg Haggard is aye. That passes unanimously. Same items we're now on to Grossmont Secondary School. This is 5.4. 5.4.1, Lynn?
Yes, Grossmont Secondary School closed the fiscal year 2020 to 2021 with a P2ADA of 340. The total revenues is 5.8 million and the total expenditures is 4.85 million. Which provided a net result of operations for Grossmont Secondary School of $233,028. That represents about 4.58% of the total revenues. When the Grossmont Secondary School opened its new fiscal year this year, the beginning fund balance of $3.22 million was carried forward.
Thank you. And a motion to approve?
Laura Barrero, I make a motion that we approve item number 5.4.1.
Tim Morton seconds.
Thank you. And Laura, your vote?
Laura Barrero, aye.
Tim?
Tim Morton, aye.
And Greg Haggard is aye. So that passes unanimously. So we're at 5.4.2. It's the American Rescue Plan Act again. Go for it, Lynn.
Yeah. Grossmont Secondary School is also receiving the ESSER-3 funds, which amounts to $511,071. And as indicated in the plan, we have that is outlined. It includes strategies for continuous and safe in-person learning, and it also addresses the impact of lost instructional time. We recommend for the board to approve this.
Thank you. Motion to approve.
Laura Barrero, I make a motion that we approve 5.4.2.
Sorry. Thank you. And I'll take your, pardon me again. Laura, I'll take your vote.
Laura Barrero, aye.
And Tim?
Tim Morton, aye.
And Greg Haggard is aye. That passes unanimous. So it's 5.4.3. We're on the, Lynn, the preliminary operational budget assumptions. Go for it.
Yes. We're requesting the board to consider the approval of the Grossmont Secondary School revised preliminary operational budget with an estimated P2ADA of 295 for a total projected revenue of 5.49 million, a reserve of 6% of the total revenues in the amount of 329,400 has been allocated. This is even after the fact that we have included in the budget the 4% total salary increases, including the benefits of 137,933. We request for the board to approve the budget.
Thank you. And a motion to approve, board members?
Laura Barrero, I make a motion that we approve 5.4.3.
Tim Morton seconds.
Thank you. And Laura, your vote.
Laura Barrero, aye.
Tim?
Tim Morton, aye.
And Greg Haggard is aye. That passed unanimously. Now, similarly, 5.5, action items for Sweetwater Secondary School. First up is the approval of the unaudited actuals. Lynn?
Yes. Sweetwater Secondary School closed the fiscal year for 2020 to 2021 with a P2ADA of 310. The total revenue is $5.8 million, and the total expenditures is $4.68 million, which provided a net result of operations of $365,765, which represents 8% of the total revenue. When Sweetwater Secondary School opened its new fiscal year of 2021-2022, the beginning fund balance of $2.76 million was carried forward.
Thank you. And a motion to approve?
Laura Barrero, I make a motion that we approve 5.5.1.
Tim Morton seconds.
All right. And Laura, your vote, please.
Laura Barrero, aye.
Tim?
Tim Morton, aye.
And Greg Haggard is aye, so that passes unanimously. 5.5.2, American Rescue Plan Act. Lynn?
Yes, Sweetwater Secondary School is also receiving the ESSER III funds in the amount of $497,206. And the planned expenditures are outlined in the plan to include strategies for continuous and safe in-person learning. And it also addresses the impact of lost instructional time. We request the board to approve this so we can get the funds.
All right, motion to approve.
Laura Barrero, I make a motion that we approve 5.5.2.
Tim Morton seconds.
All right, and I'll take your vote, Laura.
Laura Barrero, aye.
Greg, you got your vote, Greg.
I beg your pardon?
Did you vote?
So on 5.5.2, we have a motion to approve by Laura, a second by Tim. So I'm calling for Laura's vote.
Mm-hmm.
And I call for Tim's vote.
Laura, Tim, you vote.
I'm sorry, let me start over. I'm sorry if I was confusing. So on 5.5.2, we have a motion and a second, and now I'm calling for the vote. Maybe I'm doing it again. Laura Barrera.
Laura Barrero, aye.
Aye. And Tim?
Tim Morton, aye.
Aye, thank you. And Greg Haggard is aye, so that passes unanimously. I'm sorry, I've got a little lag going on my screen. Maybe that's me. So on to 5.5.3, we're now in, similarly in the revised preliminary operational budget. Lynn?
Yes, thank you, sir. In order to pay the 4% general salary increase, which amounts to $119,562 for Sweetwater Secondary School, we are presenting a revised budget that incorporates an estimated P2ADA of 318 with a projected revenues of $5.17 million. I'd like to inform the board that a reserve of 5% of the total revenues, the amount of $258,533, has been budgeted and allocated.
Thank you. And I entertain a motion to approve.
Laura Barrero, I make a motion that we approve 5.5.3.
Tim Morton seconds.
Okay. And Laura, your vote?
Laura Barrero, aye.
Tim?
Tim Morton, aye.
And Greg Haggard is aye. So that passes unanimously. So we're into 6.0 board comments. And I just want to say a couple of things. One, these board meetings are sometimes a little awkward. The staff does a great job of providing us with information. It's in advance. It's hundreds of pages. It's voluminous. It's very informational, and it's exactly what we're looking for. I really appreciate it. So when we get to these board meetings, some of this seems like it's housekeeping, but I think it's important that I do like to hear from the staff. I like to hear your comments, and there are things that I like read into the record. So I really appreciate that. If some of it seems odd. And then at other times it seems like we're going very swiftly, but again, so much of this material was provided in advance, very helpful. If there are any suggestions or recommendations on how to do these board meetings differently, more information, less information, we're certainly open to suggestions on that. But some of these seem a little awkward, and I hope that explanation is helpful. And then my other comment is, Tim, thanks very much for being a great board member for years. I think we came on about the same time, and I really enjoyed it, and you've been very supportive, and I thank you, and I'm glad that you are staying in the family, and we understand. So thank you for that. I'm excited to see Waylon Myers coming on board. He's a great guy. He's got a gigantic heart, and he's super creative and clever and all the things that I'm not. He'll be a great addition to the board. And then we have some interest from a parent representative. So I'm excited about that. Tim or Laura, do you have anything you wanted to add?
Tim, we will miss you.
I'll just say I'm very grateful for serving and looking forward to still being in touch with you all, and wish you all the continued success that all the Deos charter schools have experienced. And thank you for staff for such great support.
Yes.
Absolutely. Are there any comments from anybody before we, bid everyone adieu? Do you have anything you want to say? All righty then. Well, thank you, everybody. I would entertain a motion to adjourn today's meeting.
This is Tim Morton. I'll make a motion to adjourn as my final call.
Laura Barrero, I second.
All right, Laura, your vote.
Laura Barrero, aye.
Tim, I'm a little weepy, but your vote?
Tim Morton, aye.
All right, Greg Haggard is aye. It's a wrap. Thanks, everybody. See you later.
Thanks.
Thank you
for everything.